Hello, guys. This is the first episode of the Cold Room Podcast with your hosts, AJ and John. And today we're going to be getting into some very important topics today, such as, is college really worth it? It's going to be two guys giving some good insight on certain topics, talking about their background, past history of moments that they had before, and just fun, enjoyable content. And let's get it started by introducing our other host right here. John, how's your week been, man?
Let's get this fucking party started, guys. Yeah, what's up, my boy? It's been crazy, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Been a little bit of like work, overload of work, and then experiencing like personal things and personal like little battles on the side. But for the most part, it's been alright, man. I mean, nothing I can't complain about, nothing I can't take care of. How about yours, bro?
Bro, this week has been pretty, I would say, productive, having to deal with school and at the same time working certain games and stuff. But you got to enjoy the little things, man. Like getting those little naps in. Oh, my God, bro. Just to be able to take a nap, it just feels amazing. And then the worst thing is when you have to get woke up and start actually doing stuff.
Nah, for real, bro. Literally, those, like, four hours sleep. Man, I got cherished.
Bro, you knock out, bro.
Oh, like me, 4 hours, bro.
Like, a lot of times.
I have to, man, because then I don't get anything, bro. Because literally, I'll be closing, and then I got to open in the morning.
Exactly.
Or if not, I got to, like, open, have the rest of the day, but I still have to go to sleep. Because, like, bro, I don't get sleep.
Bro.
It's crazy.
Sleep is something that people need, bro. Like, and I hate that nowadays you don't get a lot of it when you get older. When you're younger, you get a lot of it, but you don't really need it because you're already energetic. You just, like, you hate taking naps. Nowadays, I'll give up a whole day just to take a nap.
Nah, for real, bro. I feel you, for real. I'm not going to lie.
All right, but let's get straight to it. Let's get some information on the host, us two. Let's make sure you guys can get to know us, but at the same time, see if we actually really know each other well. So, okay, like what we're going to do is going to be like a little game. We're going to, like, you're going to ask me something that you think I should know, and then I have to, like, answer it, you know? But it's, like, something about you that I would know. Like, do you want me to start it off first?
I think so. Go for it.
Okay, bro. Who's my favorite superhero, bro?
Your favorite superhero?
Exactly.
That's crazy, bro.
What do you mean? It's, like, the easiest thing, bro. It's, like, so easy. I don't think I've told you, but, I mean, I've given, like, hints.
Nah.
Okay, let me give you one hint. It's an anime character.
Nah.
What do you mean?
Nah, bro, I don't know.
Bro, at least guess. Come on.
Nah, bro, I'm sorry.
That's what you know. He's not a good friend.
But it's because I don't mess with anime, bro.
Oh, shoot. Nah. Okay, my favorite character, like a hero, is Goku. It's either Goku or Vegeta.
I was going to say Goku, but I wasn't sure
like,
if it was like...
I like Vegeta more because of his... he has it tougher compared to
Goku. His drive?
Yeah, bro. He's always second place, so he just always pushing himself to try to be better than the main character. And then that's just something I like about him. And then with Goku, it's the kind-hearted, the usual hero, main character. He's always going to get all the praise and stuff. So.
Yeah, I was going to say Goku, but I didn't want to say it because I didn't know if you were like going to get into like the modes.
Like oh, no, Black no, no. You like could, that. Like, you're oh, just saying the character's name.
So, yeah, I want to like, say Goku, then.
Like, okay, ask me, don't ask me the same question, because I already know it's Batman. It's, like, super easy.
It's not Batman.
Yes, it is, bro. No, look. This dude is a Batman fanatic, bro. Anything that has to do with Batman, John's going to have it.
I am guilty. I literally have a Batman tattoo, bro.
Okay. No, oh, he has more than just a Batman.
That's crazy. I literally have the Batmobile too.
Okay.
My car's black.
You, no?
No, I'm not. Imagine if I had it though.
If you had a black one, yeah.
Did you know that they actually made Batmobiles?
They did. They
literally just made them like recently.
But they're only for collectibles though. Like you're talking about the Hot Wheels, right?
What, bro? What? No, bro. I'm talking about the life-size car. They literally made some. I forgot who made them.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Did you also see that they made like a live experience? I think it was in
Disney World.
No way. I'm talking about like a ride. Who was it? I think it was Lyft or Uber that actually has like a life-size Batmobile.
Lyft or Uber? You're talking about those places that like the big vehicles. Like the ones where people can work and pick up.
Yes, I swear. I swear to God. I saw this. I literally saw this on Instagram, bro. Well, I'm not going to go look for it, but like, I literally liked the post. It said Lyft. I don't remember if it was Lyft or Uber. They literally made a driving experience. Not a driving experience, but like a ride-along experience.
Like Tesla, with they're coming out with the Tesla taxis or taxis. Like that. And the iRobots.
Bro, literally, like, what is Lyft and Uber for? To drive you around.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, but a drive-around experience in the Batmobile.
I didn't think they would have enough money to make cars like that, though.
Bro, it's Uber and Lyft. What do you mean? That's, like, worldwide. That's everywhere.
It's not worldwide, bro. It's only in America.
Bro, not even. This is literally in Europe.
Nobody's going to be driving manual.
My boy.
Ubers. What are you talking about, bro? In Europe, bro.
Check this out. I'm literally going to look for it now because that.
Yeah, look. John will show you guys on the camera, hopefully.
You're talking about something wild.
For any of the audio listeners, he's trying to look it up on Instagram right now because he said he had saw on a reel. But
it wasn't a reel. It was actually like an actual post.
Hey, bro, we're getting a little off topic, my guy.
Yeah, it's okay, bro.
It's your turn. You have to ask another question.
Okay, how am I?
How is he? He's an introvert, bro. He likes to keep his emotions to himself. He doesn't like to, like, talk to people.
Bro, what are you talking about, bro?
You said
how... I said, how old am I?
Oh, how old are you?
Like, what is this guy talking about?
Bro, this guy's, like, 37, bro.
Oh, okay, that's crazy.
No, he's actually 24.
Okay, but you started talking about this, so tell him how I am.
His birthday was this last week. So, happy belated birthday to John. Hell yeah, appreciate it. He's getting older, bro.
Hell yeah, literally already 30.
But he's barely in his prime. Let's go. But John, he's like to answer another question about him is he's a real strict guy when it comes to his emotions. He doesn't like to talk about them or try like he's a guy that I think he has to trust you first. He has to like really like feel a bond in order to like let you get to know him more. Because if not, he's just gonna. He's going to keep you apart. He has a circle. That's what it is. It's a circle. And the only way you can like really know him personally and his personality is you have to be in that circle. But that I wouldn't say that's a bad thing because John's just trying to make sure that nobody like judge him or anything like that. You can't find it, right?
No, I was going through the thing and it like kicked me out to the thing. So I have to go all the way back down.
Okay.
But I'm going to find it though.
John? Who's my celebrity crush?
Your celebrity crush is Salma Hayek.
Who the heck is that?
Salma Hayek? The Big Cannons?
Are you talking about that Mexican lady, the Latina?
Yeah.
Bro, she's very pretty, but no.
Oh, no? Okay.
It's a Marvel character.
Marvel character.
She plays a Marvel character.
She plays a Marvel. Oh, that America Chavez girl.
What?
The American child.
No, what?
Nah, I'm playing. It's Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, sir. Scarlett Johansson, any day of the week. She's so pretty. I don't know why I have a thing for redheaded girls. They're very pretty and attractive. But, hey, your turn, bro.
What's my go-to order at McDonald's?
Oh, bro, that's easy. It's going to be, what's it called? Double cheeseburger. With only cheese and mayo. No, that one's no mayo. And then, okay, it's a double cheeseburger, no cheese. And then a hot and spicy, no lettuce, extra mayo. And the cheeseburger is going to be a combo with large fries and a large drink. And the drink is a Sprite.
Powerade, but you're close.
Oh, God.
You forgot about the nuggets, Wade.
Huh? Oh, yeah, it's a big bag.
That's crazy. Hey, yeah, but it's true though.
Bro, I need my protein. McDonald's and their deals, it just you just can't get enough. Like me, I usually order or here tell people what I usually order.
You order something different every day, but because you always like to do the deals. Right now, you're doing the $5 deal.
Exactly.
Which is a fucking it's a small little cheeseburger, small little fries, small nuggets.
It's actually a McDouble.
Well, it's your choice. I looked into it. It's either a choice of a McDouble, a McChicken, or a hot and spicy.
Yeah.
Whichever one. And then, like I said, it comes with small fries, small nuggets, and a small drink.
Sometimes I'll just get, like, two of those. Like, yeah. Two of the $5 deals because it's just cheaper.
McDonald's, if you're listening, sponsor us, bro. Oh, my God. We're always there. We're always fucking there.
Eating big bags. Anything you give us would be great. Oh, my God. We'll eat your whole restaurant.
That sounds crazy.
All right. My turn. Let's get, like, a little more personal with these questions. I'm trying to think. What was my saddest moment, bro? Honestly.
You really want me to say that live?
Yeah, it should be fine. It'll be like it'll let people know like what type of person I am.
Saddest or most like angriest? Because I don't know. I feel like I might confuse both of them.
Oh, you can give both if you want.
Okay. Well, then I'll give you two. I guess it's like a tie for me right now because I'm not sure how you're gonna like. Rank them or how you consider like based on the emotions, but I feel like you felt both at both times. Obviously when you're what's it called, the whole sports thing, but like your career and stuff.
Yeah,
I think that one was one, but at the same time, I also want to say when your stepmom passed away.
Well, honestly, that was like the two moments where I was at my lowest, and this bro was always there for me though. He was a guy that would lift me up, like an older brother, man. Just somebody you can look to talk to release the emotions that you hold. And I know some people probably relate because a lot of times you lose a loved one, but to lose your mom at a young age was like, it was tough. And then to find out that I can't play sports anymore in college, that was like, yeah, that hurt a lot too. What about you, John?
Ask me.
What do you mean? You're supposed to ask me.
Oh, okay. How many games did I average in high school? Basketball.
How many games or how many points?
How many points? I'm sorry.
I was like, okay, I think John averaged 11 points. And he averaged almost like 40 minutes on the bench.
That's crazy.
In basketball, right? How many points did you average in basketball?
Like 11?
That's literally what it said, bro. Look, that's where you can tell who's the one that, like, pays attention to everything. It's me.
Bro, what? It's literally me, too.
How many interceptions did I have in my football season?
Just one.
Yep. Bro.
And the return was really bad. You fell.
Yeah, exactly, bro. It sucked. I could have easily taken it to the house, but instead I fell like a dummy. All right. I think that should be a good enough questions. I think to allow the audience to get us know us more, maybe we should bring up something crazy that had happened in our past. You want to go first or I go first?
I think you should go first.
Okay, the craziest thing that had ever happened, it was in high school. I had just finished running track. I was like hella exhausted and I needed to use the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom at the baseball field. And as I'm stepping inside through the door, I see a big pile of, let's just say diarrhea. It's just disgusting, bro. It was trailed all over the floor, and then it was on the damn toilet too. It was like so bad. They just couldn't hold it at all. And yeah, that's what happens when you go to school in the ghettos.
Hey, bro, they needed to go. They couldn't make it, man.
Bro, it was nasty, bro. It was gross. So instead, I just pooped in the other stall. But that was, like, a really crazy moment. Just to leave all that in high school, that's, like, really bad. That's when you know, like, in high school with us. Like, I still remember at our high school, we had problems with the AC, bro. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
And then do you remember the trash cans, bro?
I was glad,
honestly, because I would always have, like, an exam for eighth period, and then somebody would, for some reason, burn the damn trash can, so we were just like, oh, okay, we're just going to go outside and chill for the
week. For real. And it happened, like, a couple days straight, right?
Bro, and then they finally caught them, bro.
That was so ghetto. Oh, my God.
All right, bro. Let the audience get a crazy moment from your life, bro.
Bro, I've literally... Honestly, not a lot of people, not even, I don't think anybody knows this, just me and that person. It's so embarrassing. I'm sorry. If you, like, see this later
in the future. Don't tell me you made out with another guy.
No, oh my God, what? No. Nothing like that. That's so crazy.
Hey, John.
Please don't ever say it again. Nah, that's crazy. Nah, but yeah, I've never told anybody this, so, like, if you see this, I'm sorry I'm telling the people, but only me and you are going to know. Who it was.
It's fine. It's nobody's gonna know about this.
Nah, they will know, but they won't know who it was with. So anyways, this happened when I was like younger, bro. This happened where some close by where I used to live. So I was meeting up with this girl.
Yeah.
Right? And it was already dark at night. Maybe I'm talking about like 12, 1, 2 in the morning. Right? Obviously I'm meeting up because like I'm just going to talk.
Yeah. No. You talk. What are you doing?
Yeah. You know, right? So, like, whatever, right? And next to my house, there's, like, a little, like, street that goes down that way. But it's like a dirt road. So, not a lot of cars go through there or anything, right?
Uh-huh.
So, we're like, all right, let's go walk that way and whatever, right? And we were just walking, talking, and, like, kissing here and there and stuff like that.
And consensually.
Of course. And so we're just walking, right? We walked like maybe like 3 times up and down that road. And that third time, like it starts getting serious. But like we literally just stopped to kiss. And then we literally sat down and we're kissing. And it's getting intense. And it's happening, right?
And you farted.
No. And it's getting more intense and we're like making out. At this point we're like laying down, bro. She's like laying on top of me.
Yeah.
Right? So we're making out, whatever, and then, like, in the distance, I see a light, and I'm like, oh, like, get up, right? Like, with the, like make it seem like we're still walking. And she was like, yo, it's okay, it's probably not, that's just one car, it's probably not coming over here, right? Because, mind you, the light was, like, all over there, and we're, like, all the way over here.
Yeah, so it's, like, far away.
But it's, like, straight at us, but it's, like, far away, right? So we're, like, but I was like, nah, just to be safe, because, like, you know, it's late, whatever, right? Just get up, just keep walking. And she was like, nah, it's not coming over here, don't worry about it. Long story short, the car actually does come all over here to where we were. And, bro, guess what?
What?
That fucking car was a cop.
Bro.
Yeah, it was a cop. And the cop literally, like, stops us right there in the dirt road. And he's like, what are you guys doing out so late? And we were just like, oh, we just want to get some air. Like, we were just
get
walking,
some
bro.
Air.
Yeah, like, we were just walking, bro. But in my head, I was like, my God.
It's like the
what
best
are the chances, bro, of me getting caught by a cop this late?
He already had those instincts, bro. He already knew it was coming.
That was so crazy to me, bro. And the cop, like, was, like, kind of, like, he knew something was up, right? Yeah. He knew I was lying. But he's like, where do you guys live? And I told him, like, oh, I live right here.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I'm staying with him, right? So, like, he's like, okay. And literally, my house was, like, right there. Like, maybe,
bro,
like...
Don't tell me you guys were just going to try to do it in the open.
Like, 2-5. Kind of, but not really, though. Yeah.
Y'all nasty, bro.
No, hey, bro.
There's probably mosquitoes and bugs out there.
I gotta be one with nature. Nah, but that was crazy. Like, ever since then, dude, I've always thought about that, bro. It's always been in the back of my head. Like, so crazy. I was literally out there at 1, 2 in the morning.
The Mexican Adam and Eve. No.
Like, nah, for real. And that happened. I get called by a cop, bro. And the cop was like, he was nice enough to, like, okay, go home already, though. And I was like, yes, sir. And we just left. Yeah, that's like bro. The craziest thing that's ever happened to
bro,
me.
Bro, you guys got lucky, honestly, bro.
For real.
Like, oof, that would have didn't have ended well. But that is one crazy moment, bro. All right. Let's get into, like, one of the topics that I wanted to bring up. Relationships, 2024.
Oof, ripped, cooked.
Are they even, is it, like...
Cooked.
I think this year, getting into relationship is just not worth it anymore. What do you think, John?
I agree, I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, we're cooked, bro. Literally, like...
I mean, you got apps like Tinder... there's like other apps where you're just trying to hook up and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
bro. Literally, people use those apps are just trying to fuck. Like, I'm gonna keep it a book.
There's like no, I'm not gonna lie. There's not like no romance at all, bro. It's just straight. Hey, you trying to meet me tonight? It's like, bro, what the heck? I thought you wanna go on a date, get to know each other first. It's like,
well, kind of. I mean, people still go on dates, but then at the end of the night, like, they wanna like fuck.
Exactly. Like, everybody wants to just do that, and it takes away from, like, what's it, relationships, man.
But
it just,
that's why I'm saying that it's cooked, because I feel like that's, like, the normal now. Just, like, hooking up and being with each other for, like, moments, like, just here and there. Mm-hmm. Whenever it's fun, whenever it's convenient, whatever, right? Whenever they have needs, whatever.
Like, would you ever be in an open relationship?
Hell no.
No.
Hell nah, bro. I'm too...
I don't even know how people can do that, though.
I'm too committed, and I'm too jealous for that, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly. Like, why would you wanna, like, be letting your girl be able to get with somebody else, and she's with you? That just doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's...
Unless she lets me do it. I mean,
nah, even then, bro, I still would tell you not to do that, because that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. It just... It's not normal. And now we kind of made it normal with the everything that's going on right now. Like, relationships don't really last. You got influencers asking girls questions like, would you cheat on your boyfriend for a certain amount of money? And girls will do anything. They'll just do, like, one-night stands and stuff like that just for the money. It's like, and then they'll probably even drop the boyfriend just to go get the clout. So it's like, it's bad. It's, like, really bad. That's 2024 for you guys.
No, and not just that, though. I also want to talk about the roles being flipped nowadays, bro. I'm not really going to get into a lot, but, like, I do want to say that I've noticed that girls are being more masculine than men nowadays, and that's crazy.
Yeah, they're called transgenders.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. No, I'm not even getting into that. But I'm saying, like, just like the roles, they're kind of getting mixed around now, and I don't know. I don't understand why. I feel like for me, a guy still has to be masculine and be the one with, like...
I mean, yeah, of course. A girl should always be dependent submissive. On a man. Or submissive. Submissive.
But that's in a good way, though. Not in a bad... Like, I feel like
we're
submissive
not
has,
trying
like, a
to,
negative connotation.
Yeah, we're not
and I'm
trying
not trying to say that.
Yeah, we're not trying to diminish women from going out and making a living. But, like, with a relationship... They shouldn't be making it to where, like, oh, I make more money than you and you're supposed to do everything that I say. Or even, like, if a guy is making more money, you're over here telling him, oh, he should be paying for my jewelry. He should be paying for this, that. And then what you should be providing is being able to maintain the household, being able to take care of the children, and not complaining that the man is sacrificing so much, but yet you are sacrificing so little and expecting even more from him. Like, do you kind of get what I'm saying or no?
I get what you mean.
Yeah, and I just feel like finding a relationship is harder than itself as well. Like, just trying to find a relationship long term, it's tough. And it seems like marriage right now is also not even a thing anymore. It's just like a little paper, and it's just for you to sign 50-50 for someone to probably take their end of the bargain, or they're just going to try to have you sign that marriage papers so they can get half of your stuff, which is crazy to say, though. But, yeah, relationships, bro. I in my opinion, I think I'm cool being single right now. I think there will be a time where I'll probably try to find that one person. And I think for me, I'm more of a, was an in-person type of guy. I want to meet them, like, in person, not online or anything like that. Because I think online is a little tougher compared to meeting them in person. And I think it always has to start. Of course, you're always going to be strangers. But I think you have to be able to get to know the person more. Like, become more like a friend.
I'm okay with meeting her online, I'm going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, though. I'm just like, I think for me, it's just tougher. Because I think online, there's a lot of catfishes, you know?
Oh, that's true. Fair enough, fair enough.
But, okay, let's get into the next topic. Because relationships are something
that... It's really hard, bro.
Something I shouldn't be talking about too much. Because I don't really have that many relationships. I only have, like, one or two. But, like, from the somewhat experience that I've had, they're tough to keep. Yeah, relationships are tough to keep. John should know, too.
Nah, for real. It's not my strong suit either, even though I've been in a couple. But
it's not my strong suit. Let's get into the sports talk. Do you think the WNBA is going to pass up the NBA?
Respectfully, fuck no. Respectfully.
He's like, hey, go back to washing dishes, though.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that. Though. I'm just saying, like...
That's crazy. No, I'm kidding.
No, but there's no way.
I think right now, maybe, because it just feels like the NBA isn't the same as before.
It isn't the same as before, but even then, the NBA is never going
to
be the best.
I mean, with like, the stars NBA. Coming out for the WNBA, it's starting to grow a little more, especially with Caitlin Clark.
No.
Was it Simone Biles?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, you only know Caitlin Clark.
It's Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese.
Who? Reese's Pieces?
Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese.
Oh.
Bo, okay. Would you date Angel Reese?
No.
Why not? She's like 6'4". She's like very pretty.
Bro, she looks like me. I'm not going to date someone that looks like me, bro. Come on.
With the big cheek? No.
That's crazy, bro.
No, bro.
Nah, but to answer your question, though, let's not get off topic from your question. No, bro. Honestly, no. I don't think it's ever going to get the viewership that the NBA does. Because the NBA is... It's more competitive. It's more fun to watch, bro.
I think the NBA definitely has a lot of stars, though. Like, way more stars. Like, I can name, like, several stars off the top of my head.
You got name 10 right now.
Joel Embiid, Giannis, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. I would think it was disappointing that both of them, Jaylen Brown and Tatum, didn't get that much playing time with Team USA. LeBron, but he's old. Luka Doncic, Anthony Edwards. I think Anthony Davis is starting to come up, and then people, like, he's starting to do better now because he's not injured all the time. And then, of course, you still have Steph Curry. He's getting it done. And then the last one, I would say, I think Jalen Brunson. I like Jalen Brunson. To be able to do what he's doing in New York. And I know I left out some guys, but those are guys that I would see carrying a team on their own.
Shea Gildas-Alexander. Victor Wembanyama. Chet Holmgren. LeBron.
Steph. You would say Chet and Shea?
Yeah.
I think, like, it's overall team. Like,
Shea. No, but I'm talking about NBA superstars. I'm not talking about fucking.
Like, okay. Keep going. My bad.
I was at a five, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going Joel Embiid. I'm going Joel Embiid. Nikola Jokic. Nikola. He's a joke. Nikola Jokic. I'm playing. Why are you laughing, bro? I can't pronounce it right. Nikola. Nikola Jokic. Then I'm going, what's it called? Jason Tatum.
I already said Jason Tatum.
That's why, but I'm saying Tatum again too. I guess you can go.
Bro, Jimmy Butler is doing really
Anthony
bad right
Edwards,
now.
And I want to say Halliburton. But
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
What about LaMelo, bro? LaMelo is actually playing pretty good this season.
He's not. He's doing pretty good. I mean, but
bro, I had a parlay on him. I had a parlay on him, and I think it was him, Chris Paul, and Wemby. was it? I had Wemby on total points, and then I had Chris Paul in assists, and then I had LaMelo in points. Bro, it hit, bro. Guess how much money I made?
That's $12?
$15, yeah. Oh, it wasn't a lot. Hey, look, I don't like to bet, like, really big. Is the camera off right now? I swear, if the fucking camera's off, I'm going to be pissed.
Nah, it's on, wait. It's recording.
No, it's not. Okay, yeah, we're back on.
I told you it was on.
All right, welcome back. Let's get back to the topic that we were talking about. We were still talking about sports. This Thursday, or this last Thursday, Eagles versus Commanders.
Bro, what were your thoughts on the game? Don't even get me started. Literally last week, we literally talked about the Commanders being like a little like top team in the NFC. Disappointed.
Yeah.
Disappointed, bro. They couldn't even beat the Eagles.
That's because
the Eagles have no offense.
It was great defensive schemes all around, and they just minimized the threats at wide receiver. I mean, it just showed you that, like, they need more than just one weapon because Terry couldn't get done. He was getting locked down. It just Eagles manhandled their offense.
It was also because the Commanders' defense couldn't stop Saquon, bro. Yeah. They couldn't stop the run.
But I think it was in the second half because in the beginning it was good. Horrible offensive drives by both teams.
No, literally, it was just boring. The game was like boring at the beginning.
It seems like Thursday night always has a curse. okay, well, we'll make sure we have the audio on. Okay, back to the topic. With football this next coming week, the matchups are, let's see. I think you have Kansas City versus Bills. Who do you think is winning
rematch,
that game?
Rematch. Oh my God, rematch.
I think I have Kansas City winning that one, bro. And it's really just disappointing to see that they're undefeated right now.
You know who I have? I'm sorry. I have the Bills, bro.
You have the Bills?
I have the Bills, and let me tell you why.
You can hear my dad in the background.
Yes, sir. Nah, let me tell you why, though, to be honest. I feel like this game, the difference maker, and I don't know why, bro, but I truly believe this. The difference maker of this game is going to be Amari Cooper. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I feel like he's going to pull off a game this week.
Okay. I'm going to use my phone.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. We're having technical difficulties here. But anyways, like I said.
We want to make sure you guys can see our faces, our beautiful faces, so we're just going to fix up the cameras real quick.
But yeah.
John, continue the topic, though.
Hell yeah. So, like I said, I think it's Amari's game, bro. I think the Bills are the ones to defeat the Chiefs. And I think it's going to be a lot because of the rematch game, bro. For some reason, Josh Allen can never get over the hump of beating Patrick Mahomes.
I think it's going to be another close game. And I think it's going to be last ball possession. Whoever has the possession at the end of the game will probably win. And it seems like it's been in favor of Kansas City, which I really hate because I am against Kansas City. I think everybody is. If you look at it worldwide, Kansas City is the second most hated team other than the Cowboys.
I'm not against the Chiefs. I want them to win.
Oh, of course you do. You always want the damn Kansas City Chiefs to win. He's a Patriots fan.
Fuck the Texans.
He's a Patriots fan, but he's just upset.
Hell yeah, baby.
They're in the rebuild season.
It's okay. We're coming up, though. We have our quarterback.
Quarterback. He's actually, if you think about it, Drake May has been playing great, honestly. You see? Yeah, that right there is good, right? Yeah. That should be good enough. God damn it. Why does it keep moving?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, son.
Okay, bro.
I'm talking about the Bills. So, I think the Bills get that one. You have the Chiefs. All right, that's good. Another matchup that's going to be really good, and it's a divisional matchup, is going to be Baltimore against Pittsburgh. What you got on that one?
I think on that one, I definitely have Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah. I think just because, was it the way Baltimore have been playing these past few games is just, it's crazy. There we go. That's better.
You think so?
Yeah. I think Lamar's having an MVP type season. And he's getting the job done. He just, I see that Pittsburgh is getting it done defensively as well. But what is it? It's gonna be high powering. I mean, Commanders almost won that game honestly against them, against Pittsburgh. And
bro, before they couldn't beat the Eagles.
What do you mean? Like, yeah, I know this coming week Commanders got destroyed by was it the Eagles, but it was close in the first half, and then the second half, Eagles were able to adjust. They ran the ball. Saquon went off with like 197 yards, two touchdowns. But with the, when they were playing the Steelers, it was a really close game. Like, Commanders could have easily won that game if it wasn't for the guy jumping offsides.
Bro, be for real right now. Ravens got that game, bro.
We'll see. We'll see. Ravens, I think with that one, it's going to be a close game. I'm telling you, it's always going to be close. But of course, we want to get into the most exciting part. The Houston Texans will be playing the trash Cowboys. So we already know who's going to win that game. Of course, the winner of that game is going to be Houston. The Cowboys are injury prone right now.
So, like, skip the line or what?
What do you mean?
Like, so you're just gonna skip the line of the fucking matchup? So
we have we're skipping everybody else. Houston Texans all the way. Let's go.
That's crazy, bro. Fuck the Texans. Anyways, nah, the Texans are gonna win that game though. I'm not gonna lie, because Dallas right now is in a slump.
Do you think Trey Lance is gonna start, or do you think
Hell no, Trey Lance doesn't even know the playbook yet, bro.
I mean, it's because a lot of Cowboys fans are like suggesting for him to start.
No, even if he started, bro.
Here we go.
He's not saving them.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm not lying. I'm sorry.
But let's get back to the official lineup that we were going to talk about. There's also the Jags versus the Lions. I mean, if you're going to put a parlay on the matchups, I would say for Bills and Kansas City, you got to go Kansas City because they're undefeated.
And go then, Bills. I think go Bills. I think go Bills. Bills are beating them.
I think you have, was it Houston, Dallas, of course, take Houston on the money line. For Jags versus Detroit, I think you have to go Detroit. I mean, Detroit's playing solid right now. Even though they had a horrible game against the Houston Texans with turnovers and stuff, they were still able to win the game. So I'd take Detroit on that one. Vikings versus Rams. Or is it Vikings versus Rams? I bet. Patriots versus
bro,
Rams.
Bro, what are you talking about right now, bro?
I'm tripping.
This man's is crazy.
Patriots versus Rams. John's team. I think this one's actually going to be a close game. I think I have the Rams just because Matthew Stafford, and he's a veteran, bro. He's able to get it done.
Bro, be for real right now, bro. We're going to kill that offensive line. We have...
Chill. You guys barely have, like, what, 3 wins? The Rams, like, I think they're going to win that game. Take the money line on the Rams.
Nah, bro. Literally, we're going to kill that offensive line. You know what I'm telling you? Because we're going to get Christian Barmer. We got Keon White. We got Devon Godchow. And then we have that newly acquired Ngakoue. I can't even pronounce his name.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're talking about him, bro. And then the backside, we have Christian Gonzalez. We got Jack Jones. Bro, we got Marcus Jones.
It still doesn't matter. Like, the offense for the Rams, they're going to be able to get it done.
Bro, literally.
Puka, Cooper Kupp.
They're going to get
Kyron
shut down.
Williams. Matthew Stafford and
no, sir.
You guys offensively have not been able to score more than 20 points.
They're
bro.
Getting shut down, my boy. We literally scored 40.
Bro, you did not score 40 at all. You barely scored 19 last week. Nah, what are you talking
about? Got it done, though. We got it done. Nah, but honestly, I think this is our game to win.
Oh,
not gonna lie.
Let's get into that other one. Chicago. Who's Chicago going against this week? Or is Chicago on a bye week?
I have no idea, bro. Can you go by the fucking list, though? Oh, my God. Stop skipping, bro.
Sorry.
So, anyways, Browns, Saints. Okay. That's the Saints.
Okay. Colts,
Jets.
Colts. With that matchup, I think I would go. Wait, you said Jets?
No, I said Colts. Colts have a better team.
Oh, and Anthony Richardson is starting again, though. Even though Anthony Richardson is starting, you know how he is, bro. He's had one big play, and then after that, he never does anything. And then he has another big play, and then after that, he doesn't do anything. Like, anytime you see him playing, that's all he does. Anthony Richardson is, what's it called? The one-play wonder.
It don't matter. As long as he gets his job, he does wins.
If you're smart, you take, I think you have to, you know what? Yeah, I think you say.
You're taking the over on his yards.
You have to take the Colts. You have to take
you're taking Colts. The over on his yards if you do bet on Anthony Richardson.
Take the Colts against the Jets. Over. Colts against the Jets just because I think the Jets are just not functioning well offensively and their defense is trash.
Or defensively. Sauce Gardner can't tackle anymore.
Who's the next team matchup?
Vikings, Titans.
What do you think about that one?
Vikings all day.
Titans. I mean, it was still close against the Jags. No, even care. With Mac Jones as the starting quarterback.
I don't care, bro. Vikings all day.
But I think the Vikings have kind of fell off ever since, like they played against Detroit. They lost against Detroit, and then they lost against the Rams. They have.
Bro, what are you talking about now, bro?
For them to only score 12 points against the Jags defense, bro.
The Jags defense is good. It's ranked number 3. The Jags
defense is trash.
It's ranked number 3.
No, it's not, bro.
Bro, I'm going to pull up the stats right now. Watch.
Bro, the Jags defense is not number 3.
Bro, literally, I know I'm telling you.
Hey, how'd you do in your fantasy matchup, though? Who did you beat? Who'd you play?
I played Hector.
You beat him, right?
Hell yeah.
Hey, shout out to John for beating Hector. Hector, it's over, bro. You're not going to make the playoffs.
Literally. And I'm kicking your ass, too, next week.
No, you're not, bro.
Yes, I am, bro. I'm coming back.
I'm going to make the playoffs. I'm going to win
I'm coming back for blood.
I'm going to win the whole league, of course. I think the top dog right now is still Chris. He already clinched the playoff spot, which sucks. But, yeah, we have a little league going on right now, fantasy league. And, of course, I am better than John. And what does it say? It says they're not number
this 3. This is literally the first year that he's better than me.
Bro, so I'm always better than him. I'm better than him in everything.
Hell nah. Anyways.
Everything.
So, yes, maybe I did, like, position rank.
30. I told you they're not good.
That's pretty bad.
They've been playing very bad this season.
Yeah, 31 points. Every game has been
so zero. I think for that matchup, take Minnesota. But wait, it's Minnesota versus who again? I already forgot.
Titans.
Oh, Minnesota. Titans fell off against the Chargers. Will Levis. The Mayo is just too much. Tony Pollard's still doing really good, though.
Start him if you haven't found
Calvin Ridley. He probably regrets signing there, but yeah.
Should have signed with us, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Don't get me started.
You guys had so many receivers that you could have signed, but instead you guys ended up with a bunch of Walmart workers. So, What's the next matchup, John?
Oh, by the way, I just want to say that Mark picked up Dawson Knox, and he dropped Alexander Mattison. Wow. Picking up a tight end and dropping a running back.
Mark hasn't done anything. What's the standings right now? Look at the standings. I think either second or third.
You are fourth.
What?
You're fourth. It's first. Chris first, and then it's Mark, and then it's Hector, and then it's you, and then it's Edgar, and then it's me.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm still.
Bro, I'm literally in sixth place.
Bro,
I went from sixth place, from ninth place to sixth place.
Bro, but you're not going to make it, bro.
Bro, literally, look, all the chips have to fall my way, and they are. This guy's going to lose.
Who's under me? That's you?
No, it's Edgar.
Yeah, it's easy. I already have the win. I'm already, one game ahead?
Not even. Let me see. Who are you playing this week? I have a bye week, bro, which doesn't help me.
Bro, I'm playing.
Bro, I need Martin to come in and, like, fix his team, bro.
I'm playing against Hector.
I need Martin to fix his team.
Martin's not going to do anything, bro. Bro, I've been texting him the whole time. He doesn't want to trade me Nico Collins.
I don't care about his trades, bro. I just need him to put the players that are going to play. That's it.
The best wide receiver in the league would have been Nico Collins if he didn't get hurt.
That's not true.
That's facts.
That's not true.
That's literally facts.
That's not true.
Bro.
It's literally Jamar Chase.
If you look at the stats.
If you
look at the stats that he would have had, he would have been better than Jamar Chase.
He would have, could have, should have, would have. But didn't.
Bro, but he got hurt.
It doesn't matter. That's why.
Look, I'm not going to argue about the top receiver right now. Of course, it's Jamar Chase right now.
and he's on my team.
Yes, sir.
But you got lucky this past weekend. You had literally had Lamar and Chase together.
55 points from Jamar Chase. Attaboy, man. That's how you get it done.
I was looking at the matchups this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. You were already at like 90.
Yeah, I was already, just like just, that's why I was like,
with just three people, you were already at 96, and that was like the whole average that the other team was like supposed to do.
Exactly,
bro. And I was like, no, that's already over. That's crazy.
I'm him, bro. I know how to select my players, bro.
Bro, you literally just got lucky.
Bro, come on.
It was
bro.
Just one lucky I'm week. Just him. This week, who are you playing?
Hey, if I wouldn't have traded any of my players, I'd be number one right now.
But yeah, but you like to do that so quick.
I have a panic button where if I lose one or two games, I usually just start trading players. Because I feel like they don't perform good enough. But, man, with football, it's been an exciting year for sure, though. I think the playoffs is going to get really intense, though.
You're playing Hector this week, bro.
Yeah, that's an easy dub right there, though.
Not even.
That's easy.
Look, I'm seeing the matchups right now.
Are we getting chicken right now, bro?
He has a chance to beat you, bro.
Bro, no, he doesn't, bro. I'm going to win.
No, he actually does, bro. Because he has Houston's defense.
Bro, Houston's...
Houston's defense is going to put up 20 points
bro,
this week.
Just because we're playing against the Cowboys does not mean we're going to put up a lot of points, bro.
Houston's defense is putting up 20 points this week, bro. 16. I'm literally telling you right now. You heard it here.
You know, because of that, I'm going to pick up the Vikings. I'm going to pick up the Vikings.
What does that mean?
They're going against the Titans. Titans are trash. I'm going to pick up the Vikings. I'm going to win.
Bro. What? Literally, I have the Vikings defense on my bench right now. What are you talking about right now?
Okay, let's get into baseball a little bit. Do you think Shohei Ohtani is the GOAT of baseball already?
I don't want to say yet, but he is the face of it.
He's like the face of baseball right now.
Yeah.
He passed up. Do you think Aaron Jones will ever get back to what he was before? Because it seems like he just fell off.
He's washed. Part of it is because of his age, though. He's already old.
And it's probably because he just not hitting, like, the balls that he wants. Like, with certain batters, they like having a specific pitch. And for some reason, he just continues to be inconsistent.
See, but you can't do that because you become, like, one-dimensional. And then that fucks you up. Literally, look, like, right now.
What?
Where was he in the World Series?
Bro, nowhere to be found, honestly.
Literally, bro.
Juan Soto, do you think Juan Soto is going to sign back with the team?
Hell no. Juan Soto is going to Boston. He's coming to Boston, baby.
The hell are you talking about? Nobody wants to go to Boston. Boston's like the worst place to go.
Bro, what you mean?
He's going to the Astros, bro.
He's coming to Boston,
if
bro.
If you're smart, you go to the Houston Astros.
Did you not read the report today?
What do you mean?
He's having conversations with them.
Bro, he's not, bro. He's just telling them.
Excuse me. He's having conversations with them, bro, and he felt very confident. He liked what
bro,
he saw. He liked the environment.
Boston, bro.
Telling you, Juan Soto is going to be a Red Sox. I'm telling you right now, bro.
He's not going to be a Red Sox at all.
Boston sports, let's go, baby. It'll be huge stuff for us.
It's still crazy. This dude was born here in the Valley, and for some
reason.
And
I don't fuck with anybody's teams.
He likes the Boston.
Hell yeah. I'm a Boston boy. I'm a city boy.
He's a redneck.
No. I'm just a city boy. Anyways.
Hey, bro. Let's get into one of your topics, bro.
Bro, one of my topics is so out of pocket. I'm not even going to lie.
Try it.
But let's see what you think, or at least where you, like, your head's at or whatever. So my topic is, are you still friends with your exes? Like, can you still be friends with your exes?
That is a great question, honestly.
And I'm saying this because, like, personal experience, but also because, like, I just want to see what you think, you know? And I'm saying this, and the question is, like, would you be friends... As in, like, you still have a partner, but you're still friends with your ex, but you don't text them. And also, like, just a regular question is, would you still be friends with your ex? Like, even if you didn't have anybody, would you still, like, just be your friends with your ex?
I think, like, for me, I probably would. But that's just the type of person I am.
You would, though.
Yeah.
Like, you would what, though?
What do you mean?
Like, elaborate on that.
Like, if she needed someone to talk to, I'd be there to talk. But, like, if she would want to rekindle, like, the relationship, I can't do that.
Why?
Just, like, she's the one that kind of ended it, so I'm like, I'm cool. I'm chilling.
Okay, but, like, why?
I'm broke.
Why would you still be a friend, though?
Why would I still be a friend? Because you already, like, know the person personally, and at the same time, like, just because you guys aren't going to be together in a relationship, what happened?
Man, I wasn't trying to stop it, but I was trying to tell you, look at the fucking camera, bro.
I'm not always going to look at the camera.
You have to, though.
If you think about that, that's like the one thing I would say is the hardest thing to do for a podcast. Is look at the camera. Look into the eyes of the audience.
I'm literally always looking at them.
But, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, even though the relationship is over to, like, being a couple, that doesn't mean you can't still be friends, though. Like, because they know you personally, you know them personally, and you guys can probably still talk. But
that's what I'm saying, though. Like, where do you put the line, though? Like, where do you put the line between?
I think the line has to be.
And the line between, like, okay, I still, like, this is a person. Because look at it. Look, bro, you're literally talking about being friends with someone you used to like.
That's crazy.
That's crazy as fuck. That's crazy. You see how that fucking nasty this motherfucker?
I am the most mannered person ever. What are you talking about? I don't burp or sneeze or anything at, like, a dinner table. I'm very polite when people are talking. And, of course, like, I know my manners, bro. I was raised right.
Bro. Cap. Cap.
This is John's song right here.
Oh, stop, bro. Oh, my God. Nah, biscuit, bro, the line is so thin, though. Like.
Yeah, because I know people just want to get back into the relationship.
That's what I'm saying, like.
It's because you probably would have more experience than I do. That's the thing. It's because with me, like.
But even then, though, I still agree with what you said. That's my thing, too. Like, I still think you can still be friends with them. But, like.
Stop messing with the damn thing.
No, I'm sorry. Oh. It's because it's complicated, bro. Like, the line between, okay, I was so comfortable
and
with
you. Telling me to look at the camera, and you're not even looking at the camera.
No, because I'm going through my emotions, and I'm feeling what I'm feeling.
Men aren't supposed to have emotions. What are you talking about?
You're right.
I'm kidding. Okay. Honestly, what do you think about that?
Let's finish this.
I haven't even gone into depth. Later. Like, I want to get into depth with this thing because it brings problems, like, both as, like, internally problems, like internal problems, and then problems like with your partner, like if you have a new one, or whatever, because it like maybe your new girl doesn't like it that you're still friends with her, or something like that, and not because like you're trying to like fuck or you're trying to get back with her, but it's because like you're just there and you have her there available to you, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I wanted to get your like input about it because in my opinion, I feel like it's okay, but. It looks wrong to other people that don't know you. You know what I mean? Like, or like that from like outside your circle. Like they think like, oh, like they're probably gonna get back together. But it's just like, nah, bro. Like I'm just being here for her, and I just wanted to like know her that, or like I want her to know that I can still talk. She can still talk to me.
I think I understand what you're trying to get at. Like let's say I was in another relationship with another woman, and my ex texts me. I think I would have to like, of course, I'm going to tell whoever I'm with because that's just how I am. But I'm also going to, like, let the other person know, hey, I'm taken. I'm not available. It's only going to be friends, and that's it. Like, and then if they, like, are upset that I brought that up in the first place, it's like, oh, I wasn't even trying to get back with you. Then I'm probably going to be like, okay, but I just don't want you to end up going back on your word. And a lot of times people do that. They go back on the word and then they just try to get back with you, get close to you, have you talk to them. But like to answer what you're talking about, it is tough because I know for sure if you're with someone new, they're not going to want you talking to somebody that you already been with, and they get jealous.
Okay, and that's what I was talking about. That brings up my follow-up question. How do you react if someone tells you, close that door?
I
like this new person. but you like the other person too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were with them for a reason, and you cut things off in a good way.
She wants you to cut ties.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but like you cut things like me, you and your ex, you cut things off in a good way to the point where like you guys can still talk to each other and do whatever, right? And it still feels nice. But excuse me, oh my god, I'm burping a lot. How do you handle that? Like,
I think.
What do you say to your partner?
I would say.
And then what do you say to your ex?
I would say, would you do the same? Like, if I told you to cut somebody off that you knew personally and was a really close guy friend, would you do the same?
Okay, but say it doesn't happen, though. Forget all that.
If she says, no, I don't need to cut him off. He's a real close personal friend, and we just talk all the time, and at the same time.
I understand what you're saying, but answer my question, though.
But I asked you the situation I gave you.
It's because, like, what would you tell a person, like, in that situation? What am I supposed to tell
them? I literally just asked you that.
Because I don't know. Yeah, I'm like the one unexperienced guy. No, but I've never been in that type of situation.
If you're experienced or unexperienced, it matters, like, okay, are you able to communicate with both parties? Like, okay, with your partner right now, respectfully, I don't see why you want me to, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta tell her no, I don't think I can erase her, or like, yes, okay. But it's just, I feel like you have to be in a level, it depends your level of emotion, mm-hmm. where you, like, how you feel about each one of them. And not even just that, it's just how you feel, like, in general. Like, do you really wanna lose, like, a genuine person just to have another genuine person? Like, it's just, I feel like it's a choice, it's a decision that you gotta make, and like,
That's what makes finding relationships hard, because some people are just like that. They'll be toxic where they don't want you talking to anybody,
and that's fine though. That's okay though. There's nothing wrong with that, because I'm like that, and like, there's nothing wrong with that.
But then you don't like it when they do that to you, though.
What do you mean? I'm fine with it. I'm fine.
So you would be okay if they told you to cut off me. Like, let's say they said, okay, you can't talk to AJ anymore.
Oh, I'm not. That's never gonna happen because you're a guy.
What do you mean? Like, what if she's like, "Hey, I'm tired of you spending time with your friend. Just cut him off. Don't talk to him anymore. Yeah, you have to be putting more time with me."
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's easy. It's easy. It's easy. Okay, that's super easy with me, bro. Because you know I'm super blunt. I am not hesitating to tell that girl no. Like, no, that's my best friend. Like, I'm gonna hang out with him regardless of what happens.
I'm like the opposite. The girls are like, "Hey, stop talking to John." Okay,
that's crazy. This guy's fake.
I'm kidding, bro. I would literally never give up anything. You can give me like trillions of dollars, bro. I'll never betray my bro. I literally sent him a reel. It's like, would you take $200 million to betray your best friend? And was it all you see is a reel of a guy burning the money? And that's me.
He's lying. He actually did not send me that. He's taking the money.
I'm pretty sure I did. Look on your phone. Look it up. Pull it up right now.
I haven't checked. But it probably is there, though. I haven't checked.
It's because John, he's like a brother, bro. I would never give him up. What are you talking about? A girl can come and go. Brother for life. You got to keep him close. What the hell are you looking at right now? What is that?
It's a little baby with the hand.
Oh, I thought that was a chicken wing.
That's crazy.
All right. So let's get into one more topic, guys. The economy. Do we think it's going to get better or worse after this year? That's a tough question.
It's supposed to get better, supposedly.
But for who? Is it going to be getting better for the working class, the poor class, the rich class? I think with the economy right now, attaboy Joe looking swole.
Joe's convinced.
John's looking at a picture of our best friend, Joe. But I think with the economy right now, it's in a state where housing is expensive. Getting a car is expensive. Insurance is expensive. Renting an apartment is expensive. It seems like any career that you have going right now, you're going to have to deal with a lot of expenses. And it kind of makes it tough And I know how people are always like, oh, the American dream. Like, that's why we would come to America, for the American dream. And it seems like the American dream isn't the way it used to be back then. Like, it's tough living just here in the valley. And just, can you imagine living up north? Shoot. If a house down here is like around 200,000, I could just imagine a house up north is probably like almost like half a million. So it's expensive. It's tough. It's something that, you're literally looking at scores from high school.
Hey, Texas high school, bro, and playoffs. Actually, playoffs Friday. Oh my god, we should go see a game.
Hidalgo made it to the playoffs.
Oh yeah, did you know we made it to the playoffs, bro?
For the first time in 7 years.
It's crazy. Look,
for the first time in 7 years, bro.
When I was in high school, my junior year, we only needed one win to make the playoffs. One. We were 0-7 at the time. 0-7. We just needed one win, and we would have made the playoffs.
They never got
crazy.
It.
Crazy. We ended up losing. We went 0-8. Bro, and then all you see is the seniors crying and stuff, and they're all sad. And then me, I'm just like, I mean, you guys got college. Good luck. And then for my senior year, I didn't even cry. I didn't really. Honestly, with your senior year, were you disappointed that you didn't make it to the playoffs or anything like that?
Yeah, because I wanted to experience that.
Honestly,
I didn't get to experience
with
that.
With me, I was all like, bro, we went 0-8 the year before, and we're already like 1-7. So I was like,
I feel like, I
couldn't care less.
That was the only thing I didn't get to experience. Well, no, that was one of the two things I didn't get to experience. Because everything else I got the starting job, I got the wins, I got the touchdowns. Like,
of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't get a playoff experience. And the other thing that I didn't get was, that's crazy. And the other thing that I didn't get was just like the all-star kind of like experience also.
I thought you did make it to the all-star.
I did, but I didn't actually get to go.
What do you mean? Like,
I was an honorable mention.
You didn't have a ride or
what? I was an honorable mention.
I wasn't even close, bro.
I didn't get like a second team or first team.
Bro, I'm like this.
But
tall,
I was like so
I'm
close.
I'm like this tall, lengthy guy. Lengthy, and they didn't know how to utilize me, bro.
So that's what I'm saying.
They're like, you know what? We're going to have you play safety. We're going to have you play safety. I want you to just either cover deep or cover short. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't even play defense. I wanted to play receiver. And then on offense, it was just like, okay, we're going to go, we're going to run to the right. And then if the run to the right didn't work, oh, we're going to run to the left. If the run to the left didn't work, we're going to run down the middle. And if the run down the middle didn't work, we're going to run back to the right. And it's like, bruh.
That's kind of like ours, though, bro.
I know, bro. That's why I feel like high school football is, it's old. And they need to, like, update it. Like, even the schools up north.
Well, now it is, bro.
Yeah.
Now it is more updated. Since
now
we left.
It's more airy. It's like now that the kids are smaller and shorter and not as fast, we're going to start throwing the ball more. And then you had, like, 6-foot guys or like, 2-something guys that could run fast. Were you 200 at the time?
I was not 200,
how was
bro.
You? Wait, 180?
I was literally 185.
Okay,
like
he was 180. I was 170. And I was like at the same length, and they were just like, you know what, we're just gonna use this tall kid on defense. Hopefully, if he breaks,
that's crazy. Me too though, because like I started off on defense too.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
The offense was like the hard.
I literally forced my way into the offense.
Cause they didn't like you, bro, and they didn't never like me either. High school favoritism,
big time.
It's
but
sucks,
more at bro. Your school though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Coaches, students, and at the same time, like, our quarterback was, like, shorter than John. I don't remember his name.
And that's because I'm pretty tall.
No, you're not.
I'm not pretty tall, but I'm pretty tall.
John's, like, 5'5", guys.
I'm not 5'5". I'm literally 5'10". Age is 6'1". We're, like, right next to each other.
Oh, shit.
I'm, like,
bro.
At his, like,
actually, frontal Andrew, lobe. Actually, Andrew, and just my brother. He went to go get measured at the military, bro. And
has he grown?
Huh?
Has he grown?
He's 5'9".
Oh, so yeah, I'm so taller than him.
He's 5'9".
I'm so taller than him. That's crazy.
He said that if I went to go get measured, I'd probably be like 5'10", 5'11".
Aren't you 6 feet?
Huh?
Aren't you 6 feet?
Officially, I don't think so. Like, I think unofficially, I'm always like either 6 foot.
Well, what the fuck?
Bro, I still remember when I was at Econ, was it they had me at like 5'8". And that's because the guy was like, when he measured my head, like, this is my head. And he measured it like this, like going down. And he was like, okay, he's 5'8". And I was like, what? I'm not 5'8".
What?
All right.
Nah, but bro, talking about that though, we should go hit up a game, bro. It's Friday.
What game? I honestly don't even watch high school football games anymore, bro. They're not the same. It's like watching smaller kids play a sport, and you're just like, I'm fucking better than that guy. I could easily trash up this 6-year-old man. If I was on the field right now, he wouldn't be able to guard me. So, like, watching high schoolers play, you're just like, man, back in my day, I was benching 400 pounds, running a 4.44. I'm kidding. I don't think I ran a 4. I think the fastest time was like a 4.8 in my... Was it 40 split? That was in high school, though.
That's pretty slow.
High school. In high school, I wasn't good at running.
Bro, high school, I was hitting like 4.2 splits.
Bro, you were not hitting.
Nah, it was 4.4 splits. 4.4. 4.5, 4.4.
I remember the guys with I don't know why. With the stopwatches, they were really dumb. Because I remember they had said somebody hit like a 4.10 or something like that. I was like, heck no, he didn't hit that time. Okay, Giga Chat. Bro, a lot of people at my work, they do the thing where it's like that. I'm
what
like,
what is that? I've exactly. never seen that.
I'm like, I don't even know what that is. It's so weird now. All right, let's get back on track, John. Another topic we want to get into. Those of you that are in high school, those of you that are in college right now, we want to talk about college and is it really worth it. We're gonna have John's perspective and my perspective on it, and of course we're just trying to give you guys good insight on it. Like for me, okay, I'll start it off. I feel like,
bro, we're gonna start off with John's point of view and then no, I'll start it off. Okay,
who cares about John? With this topic, I believe that college isn't for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't pursue it. College is an investment. College is an investment. If you're going to put in the time, the 4 years, make sure you're prepared in financial aid, prepared in your academics, and you stay on task, do your studies, and college should be fun, easy, and educating. And of course, there's going to be like several struggles that you're going to have to deal with college. But I feel like with college, it's you're always going to learn something new. You become more mature, more responsible, and I would say, don't force it upon yourself if you think you can't do it. Only do it if you believe you want that type of work and want that career. Because remember, you're giving 4 years of your life to pursue that career.
Possibly longer.
Yeah. And that's just for the bachelor's. If you're going for a master's, I think it takes a little longer. But I'm not saying it's not worth it. Of course, if you look at the numbers, was it salary-wise, you're going to make way more after having a degree than you would if you didn't have a degree. It's financially beneficial for you after you finish school. you're definitely going to find a career that you want, but make sure you also have that experience as well. And I would say to the parents as well, don't force it onto the child. Let the child make their own choices, because it has seemed like it's a tradition here in the Valley to just tell your student, hey, the only option you have is just college. If you don't go to college, you're done. You're a loser. You can't make it. Now you're going to be working at Walmart again or
McDonald's.
Or McDonald's. College is worth it if you're willing to put in the time and if you believe in yourself. And for those that know they can't make it in college, go pursue the career that you want that doesn't involve the degree. And don't be afraid to take risks like we are right now. This is considered a risk, but it's also just something you could try on the side, just being able to do a podcast, be able to speak to people, give advice, information, and insight on certain things that are going around in the world. But, yeah, let's get an insight on this topic from John. I've kept y'all waiting for his response. Of course, John's going to have the response on college differently compared to me, because I'm a college student and John is not. So let's get John's insight on the topic.
I was an ex-college student, guys. And my
topic... It makes it seem like he was an ex-criminal.
Nah, for real.
This guy.
What's because you make it seem all ugly? Like, if I didn't go to college, what the fuck?
No, it's this guy.
Like, I was just like, what? Okay. No, but like, the perspective is different. As in, like, in my point of view, because, I mean, it's beneficial. Nah, it is beneficial, though. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like it's not the only way. And it's been proven by, like, so many people, bro. Literally, like, they drop out, they pursue what they actually want to do.
Who are these or,
like,
people?
Where, like, they actually, like, had their heart in. What do you mean, who's people? Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, you have, what's it called, Mark Zuckerberg, even though he had it with his friend and then stuff like that. But literally all these things, bro, smart people, didn't finish college. Some of them were at college, they didn't finish, they dropped out, and they pursued this stuff. And I'm also talking about, like, artists, like, musicians, stuff like that. I know some musicians, too, that, like, tried to go to school, didn't finish, they just decided to do the craft, and then, like, they put their all into it. And it, like, really flourished. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like you don't need college to understand success. I feel like it's helpful, very minimal, because at the end of the day, it's the experience, bro. It's the experience that you need. It's the experience that, like, you need to get your hands dirty to understand what it takes. Like, the struggles, like, the way just something is done, you need to have learn that, like, visually, hands-on, physically. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like college is not the only way. I feel like being street smart and book smart is different, and I understand the differences. Like, I understand, like, book smart is good, but at the same time, I understand that street smart is good, too.
Yeah.
Because that could help you out on a bunch of things, like, get stuff done way easier, like, finish faster stuff, and just have, like, a more open, like, perspective on things. And, like, just thinking outside the box, you know, it doesn't always have to be inside the box, like, or like, a certain way. Like, just do it this way, because it works. You could also be like, no, like, it could also work this other way because I know it works, you know, like, because I've done it, I've tried it, I've seen it. So I feel like that's my perspective on that. I feel like college is not necessary, and it's not the only route. And I just want to advocate that it's beneficial, it's good. Like, if that's the choice you want to take, go for it 100%. I support it. Go to school, go to college, finish it. But at the same time, I'm one of those few people that also agrees and supports, like, if it's not for you, then it's not for you. You know what I'm saying? You tried, go try something else. Go try, do what you want to do for real. Put everything you got into it. And that's just my perspective, to be honest. I think college is not the only way. College is a good way, but I don't think it's the only way.
But, yeah, you draw a great point, John, because I think that in this generation, now we're moving past the history books of college being the only option for you to be successful financially. And right now, if you look at it, there's more people that don't have degrees that are doing better than people with degrees that are having businesses, corporations under their own management, and they didn't have a degree at the time. And there's even like podcasters, YouTubers, content creators that are making way more money than most people would. And I was even talking to a barber of mine, and he's also doing financially well, and that's because he had tried school as well, and it just didn't work out for him. And, like, school doesn't have to be the only option to finding a successful career in it. And I think people shouldn't be forced to just go to college because it's the only option that they have because they're in the valley. I think they should always have their options open. And if they know they can't get it done in college, be able to just take that risk of pursuing another career that they'll find fun and be able to do for the rest of their life. Because college, it's a tough task on the mind, the body, and to be able to do that. And that's just like if you're a regular single person having a regular life, just imagine being a mother, a father, a parent, trying to do college and all, tackling all of that and at working a job just to support the household. It's a tough process.
It's tough, guys.
Yeah.
Babe, but by all means, you could get it done. Then, hey, go for it. You know, like if you're doing it, hats off to you, though, for real. But like I said, it's not really for everybody. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody does things differently. People do things at their own pace. So it's okay, you know.
All right, guys. With school, just it's your choice. You decide what you want to do. It's your career. And don't, if you're still going right now, don't give up yet. Just keep going. We're not saying to give up. But if you know that you're at a position where you're like gonna fail, I would say just take a break from it. There's times where you could just take a break from college and just try to go back to life without college, and then you could easily go back to college, even though it'll be tougher, because a lot of times parents will always say going back to college is not gonna be easy. But of course, it would be better than forcing yourself to go to college knowing you're gonna fail. So, like, just, it's your choice, you do you, and with college, I would say it's only for those who are determined to pursue the career that they want, and for others, be creative, be unique, go do something different. If not, it's okay to work a retail job or any type of job, just also, like, just try to do different things. Since if school is not going to be your thing, don't be afraid to take certain risks to try something new, try something different. Amber Alert. Somebody just got kidnapped.
Oh, my God.
No, there was actually an Amber Alert for a gas leak here, here in the valley.
Oh, is that
which is crazy. But like I said, school, people who are pursuing it, continue, work hard, study. All right, but let's get away from that. Let's get into some trivia games. Cause I actually want to play some games right now with John. Okay, Chocho, that sounded a little weird, but
I know, bro. What the heck?
Okay. So, what do we feel like playing today, Joe? Like, do you want to do math questions, history? I was gonna say something else, but. Oh, I have a question for you. Would you rather fight an ape or would you rather fight a black cobra?
How big is a cobra?
I don't know. Isn't the cobra like the same size as your hand? Like it's like it's long. It's more long than wide. Hey, how about we play charades?
That's a crazy one, bro. Because the ape is big, but I could choke him out. And the cobra's just slippery, so like it could wrap me up. And
it's very poisonous as well.
Yeah, and I'm very poisonous. I mean, it's very poisonous. So, like, I'm cooked if it, like, wraps me. But I'm also cooked if the ape grabs me because...
Unless it's Caesar. Ape, not kill. Ape.
Bruh. Man, I would say I would have to go with ape, bruh, because I would have to take my chances. He squares up, I square up, and it's fair. With the cobra, I can't. I have to catch it. If I don't catch it, then I'm cooked.
So you'd have to do the ape.
Yeah, and bro, best chances
that
are...
Ape, that ape's like, going to mess you up. What are you talking? That's like a small Mike Tyson right there.
Nah, bro, I'm choking him out. He's swinging, and I'm like dipping, and just, and he's out, bro.
I could just imagine seeing John try to fight an ape. Or
he's out, bro.
He's going to get knocked out like nothing. I'm just going to be like, hey, John, you good, John? You good?
Oh, all I'm going to see is fucking, oh, like, when I wake up over me.
Oh, shoot. Oh, was it? If I was getting jumped, would you jump in and help me?
Hell no, I'm jumping in and kick your ass too.
What?
This guy.
Nah, I'm playing, yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, yeah, run that.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, remember you said that the other day? That was fat. And then boom.
Oh, shit. I did the same too. What are you doing? Hey, bro. What are you doing with your phone? Hey, what is that?
That's the pick. That's my, how many items we have to get.
That. Oh, okay. Okay, let's get back on track. Back
this
on
is
track.
This is on my IO locations and stuff.
Remember that audio listeners have no idea what you're talking about, John.
It's okay. Yeah, no, it's fine. My bad, guys.
For the audio listeners, I would say one show you should definitely watch is Vox Machina.
The legend.
Great show. Vox Machina. Amazing story and plot line. Characters. My favorite is Grug and Percy. I think with the story, the way it's going right now, it's very... entertaining. Love watching it. John was a little confused at the end with how it ended, but they're keeping the story going. It's gonna be amazing to watch, and I think you should watch it too. It's very entertaining. It's on Prime Video. If you don't have Prime Video, I feel bad for you. There's a lot of good shows on there.
Bro, why are you about to, what? Don't be saying that. What the heck?
And get your money up.
That's crazy work, bro.
I mean, Metro PCS lets you watch Prime Video for free. It does. It's part of the plan. Like, you can get a plan at Metro PCS to watch...
What the hell was Metro PCS?
Metro PCS is a mobile wireless... it's like Verizon, like AT&T. It's for internet and stuff. It's actually not that bad. It's high. Of course, John uses, what's it called? Sprint, the cheap one.
Bro, what? Sprint doesn't even exist anymore.
It doesn't?
No, bro.
I thought it still does.
No.
They got rid of Sprint.
Yes.
So what is it now? It's just, Look,
you can't even find it online anymore. There's no
records.
That's
crazy. Bro, like, I still remember Sprint, and there was the one with,
Legacy?
Isn't there one with, Kangaroo?
What?
Isn't there a mobile phone thing with a kangaroo?
Wasn't that the Hopper for DirecTV? I mean for Dish?
Oh shit, that might have been something else then.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Bro,
there used to be Sprint. There used to be is it Cricket still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then yeah. But yeah, I think it was Sprint, the only one that they took out.
Bro, look up the the craziest old toys that were ever made. There's some weird ones, bro.
Bro, I'm not looking at it, bro.
Like, bro, like the commercials are funny as fuck, though. From back then.
Oh!
Oh! Okay. Look, I don't know if you remember this commercial, bro. But this commercial was funny as fuck. Where's your YouTube? Is it Honda or Toyota? I don't remember. Honda. What's it? Commercial. hamsters. Do you remember this commercial or no?
I don't think I do.
Okay, okay, look at this. Oh, wait, wait, wait. I'm just going to turn down the volume because we don't want to get copyrighted for the music. Okay. But, I mean, I don't know if you guys can see it. Can you see it, John? You can't even see our faces, guys. But, like, just watch the commercial, though. And try to guess what they're sponsoring. It's like, what is going on? It's a fucking Kia. With hamsters.
Are they dancing?
In the apocalypse, yes. Okay, for the audio listeners, what's going on right now is I'm showing him a commercial from Kia that they used to have back then with, like, three hamsters coming out of a green Kia, and it's playing, oh, my goodness. It's playing the song LMFAO, and, oh, my goodness, it's, like, the weirdest commercial ever, bro. It, like, it involves... Like, the whole atmosphere is an apocalypse, and then out of nowhere, you just see three hamsters come out of a damn car and just start dancing, and then for some reason, everybody starts dancing. It's like, it's so dumb. It's just, some of the commercials that they come up with nowadays, like the Sprite Cranberry. Don't you want a Sprite Cranberry? By LeBron. You never seen that one?
I've never seen that one, bro.
What are you talking about? That one comes out on Christmas every time.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Damn, bro. You're old. You're old. That's crazy.
That is crazy, bro.
What'd you think about the commercial?
No, that was whack. I've never seen that. I've never ever seen that. Oh, my God.
It's just like that, bro. The weird world.
That's crazy.
What the hell was that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
What was that?
Oh, what trivia are we doing, bro?
Huh?
What trivia are we doing?
What fan?
What trivia?
What trivia? Okay. What should we do? I just came up with something, but I already forgot. Oh, let's do a game of charades.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
It's gonna have to be with your phone, though.
What do you mean? Phone's dying, bro.
It's already dying. God damn, you never charge your stuff, man. Always forgetting to charge. I really don't. Shit. And then my phone. We're literally using my phone right now.
I know, bro.
I have the charger though. It's right there. And I'm looking at you with your big lips.
I actually do not have big lips. I have beautiful lips.
Yeah, you have very beautiful, juicy lips. All right. We need to get back on track, bro. Get us back on track.
Well, guys, our outros.
Okay. With the outro, I'm going to keep it simple. Stay happy. Have fun. Thank you guys for listening in. Audio listeners, thank you for listening. For the people that are going to be viewing this, we'll try to get more involved in watching the damn camera, but of course, like, we just want to thank you guys for using up like 30 seconds of your day to listen to two idiots talk about a bunch of stuff. But
appreciate you all.
Always be yourself, be happy, and just thank you guys for keeping or tuning in. I would say we just hope that we sparked a little bit of energy in your day, and this is us signing out from the cold room.